So copyright and memes, creating and sharing memes, how do these kind of intersect, such as it were?
Well, memes often use photos. People have created photos, they've ended up on the internet somewhere, and other people say, great, that's cute, I'll use that. They put a funny label with it, some text, and then send it around on the internet. The creation of that meme, the use of the photo without permission, can be copyright infringement. The sending it around on the internet can be copyright infringement. And then all the other people who copy it and think it's cool and decide to send it on again and again and again, each of those can also be copyright infringement.
Is the creator of the meme the only party responsible?
No, every person who copies it is at risk. So the person who creates it in the first place is likely to be breaching one sort of copyright, and then everybody who forwards it on is also likely to be breaching copyright, but a different sort of copyright.
Well, obviously, a lot of these ones, as you kind of rightly pointed out there, a lot of these memes are created. Somebody stumbles across an image they think captures a certain, joke or emotion of some sort, and often don't sort of backtrack as to where they might have originated in the first place. How do we know, or how do those who might be creating and sharing these know if what they are creating and sharing online has breached copyright law?
Often they won't know until they are sued. Or they get a letter from a lawyer saying, we think you've breached copyright. We'd like to talk about this, otherwise see you in court. So ultimately people won't really be sure usually until they actually are found to have breached copyright by a judge. But if you are taking somebody's photo, for example, and using it without permission, then there is quite a good chance that that's breaching copyright.
Are Australian meme makers only held to account under Australian copyright law? Or, if we've taken an American photo, let's say, would they be vulnerable to international copyright law?
Yes. So copyright's separate in every country, but there are international treaties that mean that if you breach copyright in one place, you're likely to be breaching copyright in other places. And so just to give you an example, if a country's a member of the World Trade Organization, And if you're in a country and that country is a member of the World Trade Organization and you've breached copyright there, it's actually quite likely you've breached copyright in up to 164 other countries. There's also another convention, the Berne Convention, that has 178 member states. So an Australian who breaches copyright in any one of those places could be sued in any one of those places, even if they've never set foot outside Australia.
And obviously, I'm no expert in this kind of arena. That's exactly what we've got you for.
Yeah.
But what about the concept of fair dealing? Does that come into play at all?
It might, but it's very unpredictable. So fair dealing is where you're allowed to use somebody else's copyright material without going and getting permission beforehand. And so it comes about automatically in certain circumstances. Those circumstances are very limited, particularly in Australia. And so one of the situations in which it might be fair dealing is if something's a parody or a satire. But this area of law hasn't really been tested, so we don't quite know what the courts would think is a parody or a satire. And so we sit waiting for somebody to get sued to find out how the courts handle it. So, maybe it would be protected, but most of the time it probably wouldn't.
And as you mentioned there, I mean, meme creators or sharers and the like aren't going to know about these ones potentially until they receive a letter from a lawyer until to find out they're being sued. What are some of the potential penalties for breaking this copyright infringement here in Australia?
Well, the penalties can range hugely. So if somebody really was innocent, they didn't know, or they'd tried to get permission, they thought they'd got permission, and it turns out that whoever gave them permission didn't have the right to do so, then the penalty might be quite small. Sometimes penalties for copyright infringement range up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, so it varies broadly. It depends on the circumstances, but it they can be huge. They can be really substantial penalties.
Well, as I say, this has kind of become a communication within itself, sharing and creating memes. I mean, if we wanted to continue to enjoy that form of communication, what would you say is actually best practice to make sure we don't run afoul of these kinds of circumstances?
Well, best practice is always to get permission from whoever owns the photograph. Now, finding who owns the photograph can be a bit difficult, but if you find the person, you ask them for permission, get it in writing to protect yourself, then so long as you use it within the scope of the permission they've given you, then you should be all right. But the trouble is, most people don't even know about copyright law and the details, and so they don't realise they should be getting permission, and they happily go off creating their memes without realising that they could be actually leaving themselves open to quite significant problems down the track.
Well, who thought a humble meme could cause so much trouble? Alexandra, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.